Welcome to Today on Broadway for Wednesday, March 29th, 2017. I'm Broadway World's Matt Tamanini. James is out seeing a show, and I had an event on Tuesday night, so we're going to go through this show pretty quickly today, and I'm going to get you on your merry Wednesday way. Okay, on to the news. On yesterday's episode, we told you that gossip columnist Michael Musto had teased the casting for Roundabout's upcoming production of Scott McPherson's play Marvin's Room. And then later on Tuesday, RTC confirmed it by announcing that Janeane Garofalo will play Lee in her Broadway debut nonetheless, Lily Taylor will star as Bess, and Celia Weston will star as Ruth, the roles played by Meryl Streep, Diane Keaton, and Gwen Verdon, respectively, in the 1997 award-winning film. Diane Keaton, worth mentioning, won an Academy Award for her performance. Marvin's Room will begin performances on June 8th and officially opens on June 29th and is unlimited engagement at the American Airlines Theater, scheduled to run through August 27th of this year. You know, I was talking with a colleague the other day, and as much as I love hearing all the reviews and seeing the awards and getting all the performances and stuff on TV, there is just something about the casting and theater jockeying at this time of year when shows are being announced and everything's fitting into place that I really, really love. That's kind of what I get most excited about. It's kind of like why I love hot stove baseball or fantasy football. You get to see all the pieces being assembled and kind of imagine in your mind what would be the best fit for all of these things. So since this was the first show of the 2017-2018 season to announce any casting, I am all ready for all of the rumors and announcements to start flying. And, you know, if you have any hot casting news or gossip, go ahead and slide up into my DMs, off the record, of course. Then again, I don't actually know how to open up my DMs, so maybe email's best. Oh well. In some other really exciting news, yesterday was announced that Elton John's Rocket Pictures, in association with Really Useful Group, would be producing an animated feature film version of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Rocket Pictures is currently working on Sherlock Gnomes, starring Johnny Depp, Emily Blunt, and James McAvoy. That film is a follow-up to the animated musical Gnomeo and Juliet, which was actually really cute. I love Joseph. It was one of the musicals I grew up on, so this is really great, but apparently what makes it even more exciting is that in addition to all the classic songs from the stage show, Rice and Lloyd Webber will be penning new songs. Their on-again, off-again partnership has brought the musical theater some of its most endearing works, but it seemed to kind of be over after they last worked together in 2011 when they wrote new songs for a stage production of The Wizard of Oz. Rice said that their partnership had pretty much run its course, so I'm glad to see them back working together. Then again, in addition to his career with Lloyd Webber, Tim Rice has enjoyed an extensive and successful partnership with Elton John as well, having written the score to The Lion King, Aida, The Road to El Dorado, and of course, who can forget Despicable Me 3. So, since we know that animated movies usually have big stars attached, like Sherlock Gnomes, who do you want to hear voice Joseph? Reuben, who is the eldest of the children of Israel, with Simeon and Levi the next in line, Naphtali and Issachar and Asher and Dan, Zebulun and Gad, which takes the total to 9, and then there's Benjamin and Judah, which leaves only none because I actually already mentioned Joseph. So, anyway, tweet me. Let me know who you want to see play Jacob and Sons. Moving on from some dream casting to some actual casting, yesterday the new group announced that Dolly Wells will replace Maura Tierney in the world premiere of Hamish Linklater's play The Whirligig. Tierney had to withdraw due to a scheduling conflict. Wells joins the cast of Noah Bean, Norbert Leo Butz, John DeVries, Alex Hurt, Zasha Mamet, Johnny Orsini, and Grace Van Patten. Directed by Scott Elliott, The Whirligig begins previews on May 4th in advance of an official opening night of May 21st. The limited off-Broadway engagement is currently scheduled to run through June 11th at the Pershing Square Signature Center. Also at the Pershing Square Signature Center, yesterday the Signature Theater announced the second extension for Annie Baker's new play, The Antipodes. The new play, which doesn't even start previews until next Tuesday, has now added a second week at the end of its run and is currently scheduled to play through May 28th. On to some award season news. While we still have no idea who will be hosting this year's Tony Awards, which is scheduled to happen in just about 10 and a half-ish weeks, although my bet is on Colbert still, we are starting to learn what stars will host some of New York's other spring awards shows. First up, the 8th annual Lily Awards ceremony, which celebrates women of distinction in the American theater, will this year be hosted by Tony Award-winning playwright Sarah Jones, with honorees to be announced soon. Founded by Julia Jordan, Marcia Norman, and Teresa Rabeck, the awards are named for Lillian Hellman, a pioneering American playwright. The 8th Annual Lily Awards will be presented Monday, May 22nd at Playwrights Horizons. A month or so later, on my birthday coincidentally, Ben Platt, who just might have a Tony Award by then, will host the 9th Annual Jimmy Awards at the Minskoff Theater on Monday, June 26th. The National High School Musical Theater Awards, nicknamed the Jimmy Awards after James M. Niederlander, honor the best high school musical theater talent in the country and have produced a number of major stars already in less than a decade of operation, including someone who might just be getting a Tony nomination this year in Miss Saigon's Eva Noble Zeta. Tickets for the Jimmy Awards are now on sale. Finally, to wrap things up, I'm not going to say much about this because I really don't need to. It speaks for itself. But as you probably know by now, the phenomenal Tony nominees Norm Lewis and Carolee Carmello are stepping into the roles of Sweeney Todd and Mrs. Lovett off-Broadway beginning on April 11th. And last night, Miss Carmello shared just a short snippet of them rehearsing the end of A Little Priest. It is glorious. Take a listen. Thanks for listening to Today on Broadway. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Broadway Radio, and you can find me on Twitter at BWWMatt, and subscribe to Sound Like a Pop on iTunes, Stitcher, or Google Play. James and I think, will be back to talk to you tomorrow.